Today, as we gather on this Memorial Day, we come together to remember and honor the brave men and women who have made the ultimate sacrifice in service to our country. This is a day for us to reflect on the profound impact these fallen heroes have had on our nation, and to find comfort and inspiration in the words of Scripture. I am Dr. Rob White with the AULC Ministries with our message this week. I am happy that you can take a few minutes out of your busy week to be with us today. I'd like to begin by sharing a story from April 1866 in Columbus, Mississippi. After decorating the graves of her two sons who had died fighting for the South, an elderly woman walked to the graves of two Union soldiers and placed flowers there as well. Her friends were surprised and asked, "What are you doing?" She replied, "I know. I also know that somewhere in the North a mother or a young wife mourns for them as we do for ours." This simple yet powerful act of compassion set in motion what we now know as Memorial Day. We honor the war dead once a year, but their sacrifices felt every single day. Today, we honor the memory of all those who have given their lives for the cause of freedom. Their sacrifices are not in vain, for it is because of them that we enjoy the freedoms we have today. Let's reflect on the significance of their sacrifices through the lens of Scripture. Scripture passage. John chapter 15, verse 13, the greatest act of love. In John 15:13, Jesus tells us, "Greater love has no one than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends." These words not only capture the essence of Jesus' sacrifice, but also that of our fallen soldiers. They selflessly gave their lives to protect and defend the freedoms we hold dear. Their sacrifice reminds us of the immense love they had for their fellow countrymen and the depth of their devotion to our nation. Remembering their valor, Scripture encourages us to remember and honor those who have gone before us. In Joshua 4:7, God commanded the Israelites to set up stones as a memorial so that future generations would not forget the great works he had done. Similarly, we remember the valor and courage of our fallen heroes. Their stories, sacrifices, and unwavering commitment serve as a reminder of the price paid for our freedom, the cost of freedom. James Garfield once said on May 30, 1868, at Arlington National Cemetery, "We do not know one promise these men made, one pledge they gave, one word they spoke. But we do know they summed up and perfected by one supreme act the highest virtues of men and citizens. For love of country they accepted death and thus resolved all doubts and made immortal their patriotism and their virtue." The Bible speaks to the significance of freedom. In Galatians 5:13, the Apostle Paul reminds us, "For you were called to freedom, brothers and sisters." These words speak to our freedom in Christ, but they also remind us that the freedom we enjoy today was bought at a great cost. Our fallen heroes paid that price with their lives. Their sacrifice calls us to cherish and protect the freedom they fought to defend and to never take it for granted. Gratitude and responsibility. Abraham Lincoln once said, "I like to see a man proud of the place in which he lives. I like to see a man live so that his place will be proud of him." Scripture teaches us the importance of gratitude and responsibility. In 1 Thessalonians 5:18, we are told to give thanks in all circumstances. On this Memorial Day, we express our heartfelt gratitude to the families who have lost loved ones in service to our country. We also acknowledge our responsibility to honor their sacrifice by living lives worthy of the freedoms they fought to preserve. The hope of eternal life. As we remember our fallen heroes, we find comfort and hope in the promise of eternal life. In John 11:25, Jesus said, "I am the resurrection and the life. The one who believes in me will live, even though they die." As we honor the memory of those who have died in service to our nation, we find solace in knowing that they now rest in the arms of our Savior, experiencing the eternal life promised to all who believe. As I conclude today, let us bow our heads in solemn remembrance of the fallen heroes who have laid down their lives for our country. Their sacrifice embodies the greatest act of love, reminding us of the cost of freedom and the responsibility we bear. Memorial Day is not just another day off or a chance to enjoy a long weekend. It is a solemn occasion that reminds us of the profound cost of liberty. It is a day to reflect upon the extraordinary courage and selflessness displayed by our fallen heroes. They were ordinary people who answered the call of duty, leaving behind their families, their dreams, and their futures, so that we may live in a land of peace and opportunity. Billy Graham once said, "The freedoms we enjoy, the freedoms we take so much for granted, the freedoms we so often trifle with, were bought not by the gold of our millionaires, nor altogether the genius of our scientists, nor the sacrifices of the people at home, but primarily by the blood, sweat, and agony of those whose names on this day we honor. Those who died that we might live. These brave individuals came from different backgrounds, representing the rich tapestry of our nation. They were sons and daughters, husbands and wives, brothers and sisters, and dear friends. They hailed from every corner of America, from bustling cities to small rural towns. But what they all shared was an unwavering commitment to defend our nation and protect the values we hold dear. Today we honor the soldiers who faced the horrors of war and laid down their lives, the sailors who sailed into the unknown, the aviators who soared above the clouds, and the Marines who fought in distant lands. We pay tribute to the brave men and women who wore the uniform of our armed forces with pride and dignity, giving their lives for ours. On this Memorial Day, let us not only remember the fallen, but also recommit ourselves to the ideals they fought to defend. Let us cherish the freedoms we enjoy and never take them for granted. Let us strive to build a nation worthy of their sacrifice, a nation that upholds love for one another, truth, justice, equality, and compassion. As we go about our lives, let us remember that the blessings we enjoy today were bought with a price, because freedom does not come without sacrifice. It is our duty to ensure that the sacrifices made by our fallen heroes were not in vain. We must be vigilant in protecting our democracy, advocating for peace, and standing up for the values that make our nation strong. In conclusion, let us remember the words of President Ronald Reagan. Freedom is never more than one generation away from extinction. We didn't pass it on to our children in the bloodstream. It must be fought for, protected, and handed on for them to do the same. Today, let us honor the fallen by pledging to carry the torch of freedom forward so that future generations may live in a world of peace and prosperity. May we express our gratitude not only in words but through our actions by living lives that honor their memory and the ideals expressed in our Constitution for which they fought. In doing so, we not only honor them but also honor the God who gives us the freedom to live with purpose and love. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the freedom we enjoy today, a freedom bought with the lives of brave men and women. We remember their sacrifice and the immense love they showed for their country and fellow citizens. Help us to live lives worthy of their sacrifice, to cherish and protect our freedoms, and to always give thanks in all circumstances. We find comfort in your promise of eternal life and pray that you watch over the families of the fallen. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. That's our Lord's message for this Lord's Day, and I hope you got a blessing out of it. Go out this week and be a blessing and be blessed, for the more you are a blessing, the more you will be blessed. Thank you all for watching and listening, and we will see you all next week.